Well, always in the hunt to try and make better care of our health, and heart disease something that scares most of us. It turns out, with some new studies coming out that saying that education may reduce the risk of heart disease. And Professor David Evans, rather, from University of Queensland, has some thoughts on that study. Good morning, David. Education, what is the link that we believe there could be there with heart disease?
Yeah, well, basically for a long time we've known that there's a correlation between the two. So observationally, when we examine people who have been in education for a long time, typically they have better health outcomes than people that don't. But what this latest study is really showing us, that it's likely that this is a causal relationship between the two and not just a mere correlation.
Okay, so it appears that it's not just a case of, well, if you're doing certain activities, other lifestyle choices follow on with you. We think it is deeper than that?
Yeah, so what we think is that people who are better educated tend to know that, you know, you should maintain a healthy weight, you should give up smoking. If you're a smoker, you should have a healthy diet and these sorts of things. And then that in turn flows on to better health outcomes in the end.
Okay, so by reducing your risk of heart disease, there are other benefits that flow on for the rest of our bodies as well. I mean, take us through how we're going to be improved overall, David.
Well, this study specifically looked at coronary heart disease,
sure.
But there's pretty good observational evidence that this sort of effect is, positive effects are seen on other health outcomes as well. So I think, you could probably pretty safely say that, this is something common to a lot of different diseases and, could increase people's lifespan in general.
And I believe some of the data saying an extra 3.6 years. See, that's pretty precise in a classroom-type environment.
Well, there's always some uncertainty around these sorts of estimates,
sure.
But the authors estimate that the effect of an extra 3.6 years of education, so something like an undergraduate university degree, is similar to the effects of statins, the lipid-lowering drugs that are often used to treat heart disease.
And it may reduce the risk by a third, just to finish that off. But, David, thank you so much for sharing a little bit of that with us this morning. Something to keep in mind, that's for sure.
No problem. Good to be with you.
From the University of Queensland, their Professor of Statistical Genetics. I guess that's where the 0.6 came from. Professor David Evans with that link between education and reduced risk of heart disease. 2NURFM, it is 16 to 10.